still connected to something.
Yeah, we're still connected. Hello? Yes, sir. Who am I speaking with?
Sergio Ogata.
Okay, hold on one moment, sir. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Okay.
Good morning, sir. Could you just state your name, your ADC number first for the record?
Sergio Ogata, 272243.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive. Let me see. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this morning. Although you cannot see us, you have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, and the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be your hearing lead this morning. Also with us this morning, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir.
Okay,
Mr. Rona, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification letter that advised you that you're going to have this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself this morning, sir? Mr. Rona?
Yeah.
Are you hiring, or did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself this morning?
I guess I'm representing myself.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so, fellow?
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate. With the phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. Mr. Ronald, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
I do.
Okay. So the allegation on your warrant states that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 19, 2018, as verbally directed and written directed on November 13, 2018. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, well, based on the admission of Mr. Rona, I'm going to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
A motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Ronald, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, but I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, give you an opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yeah.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Rona was released from ADC custody on 11-13-2018 and arrested on 12-8-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges were noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 12-8-2018 with an adjusted CCE of 1-2-2020 with 19 abscondes. Current conviction, 2010. Misconduct involving weapons, 1 year. 2011, commitment B, count one, burglary, first degree, 7 years, 9 months. 2011, commitment B, count three, armed robbery, 7 years, 9 months. His no prior convictions, this is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. He did self-admit to being a member of the criminal street gang East Side Garfield 14th Street. He has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with noting prison contraband, drugs, intoxicants, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2010, failure to appear, second, Arizona unknown. 2011, aggravated assault, Arizona unknown. 2011, kidnapping, Arizona unknown. He has a GV score of G4, V5.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Mr. Ryder, when you were released on November 13th, you were released from prison homeless, but during your intake, you were developed and approved to be at a Steps House located at 7155 North 66th Drive in Glendale, Arizona. You failed to provide any additional addresses to be investigated prior to you absconding. So why did you leave that address, sir, at 7155 North 66th Drive?
To be honest, I was there, and I got pressure because I guess everybody was still from GP over there, and knowing that I'm in protective custody, that everybody just kept asking me what yard I came on, and I just felt like my life was in danger, so I just took off. I didn't know what to do. I tried to ask help from the person who was running the halfway house, and he couldn't really help me, so I didn't know what to do. I felt lost. I felt unsafe, so the only thing I know to do is just to take off because I felt my life was in danger.
Where'd you go to, sir?
Where did I go to?
Yes.
I just went to my girlfriend's house. That's about it.
And how come you didn't tell your PO where you at?
Because they said if I didn't get a discharge paper from the parole or from the halfway house, then I was automatically violated my parole, so I didn't know what to do. So I didn't get that discharge from the halfway house.
So did you try to get a discharge and notify your PO, sir?
No, I didn't. That's my fault on my behalf, and I should have made a better judgment on that, and I guess I didn't.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time?
I had jobs lined up, ready for my interviews, but it just when I started going to the classes at the halfway house, I felt all that pressure when everybody kept asking me what yard I came off of.
So, on October 13th, on October 14th, November 14th, I'm into wrong dates, November 14th, sir, you were to do your analysis at a task. How come you didn't do that?
I did not. That's another thing. I didn't have a phone or nothing, so I couldn't have a chance to call task. To see if my PIN number came up.
So how many days did you actually stay at the facility, sir?
At the facility, 4 days. Friday of that week that I got out was my last day there.
So why didn't you tell your PO about the problem you were having with the general population and you were from protective and they were asking you what yard you were from?
I do not understand. I don't know why I wasn't thinking. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I only do what I know best when I feel like my life is dangerous, just to get myself out, and it was just to run.
All right. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Send no additional questions. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Per the RS notes for the record, it looks like he was originally going to be staying at Beaver Halfway House. That was 11/13. On the same date, 11/13, it says offender chose to go to a different house, Steps. On reviewing when the parole officer was looking for him when he didn't report in, on 11/30/18, he was informed offender felt, let's see, 11/30/2018, PO Stark contacted staff at Steps House, 623-939-1566, address of 7155, North 66th Drive, Glendale, Arizona. They stated the offender failed to establish residency. At Steps, correct.
So did you ever go to Steps, sir? Because the PO is saying that you never established residence at Steps.
Actually, I did. I was at Steps.
So you didn't take the paperwork to the PO when you were supposed to go back and see the PO?
Yeah, when I was supposed to follow up with my parole officer, I had all the documentation saying that I am a resident at the Steps halfway house, but I just never made it over.
Okay. All right, well, Mr. Rayner, the board's coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
Yes, I am taking responsibility for my actions, and at this point, I do have an address to go to, and I really wanted to try to conduct myself into society again, and I am willing to accept whatever decisions you make and accept my responsibility.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Ronald. The board's going to go into discussion, so while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so that you can hear the discussion taking place, and we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate to community supervision, okay?
Yes.
All right, the board is now going into discussion. It appears Mr. Arana got out, as we heard him say, that according to Mr. Turner, the PO, that he actually was going to go to B-Ray, but he changed his mind and he wanted to go to the Steps program. He went there and he said that he was actually there about 4 days, and there was a lot of people who were there who was from the general population and was questioning him where he was from. He says he was from protective custody, so he feared for his life, and as a result of fearing for his life, he fled and went and stayed with his girlfriend until he was apprehended. And he says that he didn't tell his PO, or he didn't go see his PO, because he just wasn't thinking right at the time, but he should have went, and he didn't go. I'm going to go out of discussion for a minute and ask him. Mr. Rona?
Yes.
How did you come in contact with Phoenix PD, sir?
I was just walking through the store, getting something to drink, and but at the same time, I really wanted to get picked up, because I didn't know what to do no more.
All right. All right, well, thank you, Mr. Ronan. We're going to go back into discussion. So you heard Mr. Ronan say he was just walking. He was ready to go back, and Phoenix PD contacted him. I think that, you know, based on his past and the violent nature of the crimes that he's been involved in the past, he has a release date, looks like, of January 2nd of 2020, which is almost a year from now. That he would actually be released during his time. He won't be on any parole or community supervision. I just think, based on the information that we have here with us today, that it would be better off that Mr. Rowland go ahead and finish his time off, and he decides he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He won't have to report to a PO and be able to free to stay where he's at, and won't have to worry about the situation of the halfway houses that he was actually having a problem with. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Hearing nothing coming from the colleagues, I am then going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ronald, find that he was delinquent, he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, second. By Ms. Rittenhouse, agree. Mr. Young, Dr. Wright. Mr. Arana?
Yeah.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on January 2nd of 2020, which is about almost a year from now. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir, and you won't have to report into a parole officer. Hopefully, while you're there, if there's any programming that you can get into, that you can take, that you can work on programming yourself so that when you get out, hopefully you'll be a productive citizen, not have any negative contact with any law enforcement. Mr. Roman, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before the board, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Okay.